Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz. Inside Your Business is brought to you by iWise. Empowering you to make a wise insurance choice for your car, home, life, and more.
Yep, time to get inside your business and fully evaluating what we are seeing within the business space and landscape in South Africa. We're deep diving into the operations of important statistics around how South Africans are increasingly buying down on chicken products to stretch their pennies. Now, it's well documented that chicken is an affordable and accessible form of protein for many South African households, to such an extent that we've actually seen chicken wings and drumsticks increasing in their demand when it comes to a local manufacturers of fast food chains. But chicken livers, chicken offal, carcasses as well, have proven to also be very prominent products that have actually grown in terms of demand in South Africa. Someone who's going to give us a lot more insight into this to fully understand why we love chickens, but also the very many parts of the chicken that we enjoy eating and consuming, is Roy Thomas, Operations and Logistics Director at Hume International. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Roy.
Thank you very much for having us on the show.
Fantastic. Now, firstly, I think it's important that we provide context around the business that you participate in, being Hume International, established back in 1997. And you play a critical role in maintaining the quality of wholesale imports and exports that we see in South Africa. So food is really your business, right? And you actually get to witness what we are consuming as South Africans, given the flow of these particular products.
Most definitely. As you rightly said, our core focus is food, and predominantly on the frozen food side. With South Africa being a country that does have food security issues, we tend to trade in the poultry space, and we supplement the local producers in terms of the products that we bring to market.
Fantastic. And this also does give you, I guess, a front row seat to see what it is that stores, consumers and retailers are actually looking to purchase. I am taken aback by your most recent report that actually highlights that in the first quarter of this year, we saw import volumes of whole birds nearly tripling in comparison to the same period last year.
It's an important distinction to make there. The whole bird that we're referring to, this is a lower LSM product. It's geared for your guys on a tight budget. What we are importing is predominantly what is referred to as a spent layer hen. So when a chicken that lays eggs reaches the end of its life cycle, no longer produces eggs, it's slaughtered and then it is sold at a cheaper price. So it's not your traditional rainbow, nice, fancy bird in clear cellophane that you see fresh in a supermarket. This is more something that is geared to the local market, in terms of the lower end of the market. Now, for instance, we had an issue last year where the local poultry was had a very severe outbreak of bird flu. And because of that, they had to cull millions of chickens. Now, these would predominantly be in the layer hen space. So now you've had to take those birds that would typically be sold in the local market from local production. They've now been culled. They are no longer to be able to be retailed, which means that that flow of protein had to be supplemented by imported product.
Perfect. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because it gives us better perspective here in terms of the kind of chickens or birds that we're actually talking about. So avian flu certainly having a negative impact there. But how is this shifted? I'm assuming now that we've seen the avian flu dissipating slightly, some solutions that have been sought. Is this why we actually see a heightened level of imports in the country?
On the layer hens that we've been talking about, we've still seen the demand. It's still continuing to rise beyond March. So, and this I don't think will abate for any period of time, given the fact that it will take the local poultry industry roughly about 6 to 8 months from the end of the outbreak to get back to full capacity in terms of production. So I don't see an abating of that line, if I could call it that, into the country for the foreseeable future. But what we have noted is that even when the local poultry industry was at their peak, the demand for offal far outstrips their capacity. We have always been a net importer of things like chicken feet, chicken livers, chicken necks, chicken hearts, chicken tails. And then you've got manufacturing products like chicken skins, you know, that go into your bravos, into your sausages, into your polonies. The local market and the guys, you know, through their preferential procurement policies, try to buy as much of the local production as what they can, but there is still a gaping hole left in terms of the supply chain, and that's where the imports of this product come into play.
Interesting. As we talk about these various products that you're talking about, the chicken skin, chicken carcasses, livers, and offal, I'm assuming that this is because downstream, this is what consumers are demanding. Help us understand, in terms of the supply chain, not only demand, but the supply of such products and how it's also impacted perhaps pricing of these products.
Global, you know, for the last couple of years since COVID, global shipping rates have not, if I could say, come back to a normal level in terms of what we saw pre-COVID. Shipping rates internationally are quite expensive. That's obviously an input cost. Then you have, we had protracted delays in the port of Durban last year with capacity constraints being the primary port in South Africa. That also added a layer of cost implications. And then obviously as well, cold storage space in South Africa. You know, there's a finite amount of cold storage space. And once things start to slow down in terms of the supply chain, space does become a problem. And then obviously, you know, that adds to a layer of cost as well. So that's the problems that we're facing at the moment.
Chicken livers. I see that they've proven to be extremely popular. Help us contextualize this.
The school feeding funds, we in partnership with a couple of organizations that provide product for the school feeding funds, and they added chicken livers to their menu. And what we do is we supply chicken livers raw, frozen, to organizations that would cook and can the chicken livers, and then that would be dispatched through the provincial education departments to schools that are participants in the full school feeding fund. And then those chicken livers that are canned are then used to feed the children on a day-to-day basis. We've seen a dramatic rise, not only from South Africa, believe it or not, Namibia is also engaging on a project similar to this. And this has proven to be quite a popular add-on to the menu, and that's purely because of the fact of the high protein content and obviously the relatively cheap price. A bit of context, the government at the beginning of the year provided, because of the bird flu outbreak and the fact that the local poultry industry wouldn't be able to meet the demand of the consumer, they gave a rebate for dumping duties. Yes. That was on these products. And because of that, you know, while we appreciated the reprieve for 3 months, our typical order cycle is anything from 10 weeks up to 16 weeks. That's from time of placing order to it arriving in South Africa because of the transit times from Brazil and the US. And as such, while it gave us a reprieve on product that was already on the water, we couldn't effectively use that rebate for future deals. So we are asking, and we would like to engage with government. For instance, the manufacture of canned bully beef. The beef that goes into that, the producers are able to apply for a manufacturing rebate. So whereby the 40% duty that would be normally applied to beef is actually rebated down to zero, provided that it's used in the manufacture of corned beef. Now, we would like to urge government to consider that for chicken livers primarily that are going to be destined for the school feeding fund, and then as well as on other offals because it is going to the lower LSM. And it's not as if we are going to be hurting the local poultry industry by importing this product because they cannot meet the demand that is in the marketplace for this product. So we're not risking jobs. We're not risking anybody's commercial security in terms of the big companies that are worried that they're going to be negatively affected by profitability. That is where we would like this conversation to go in terms of we would like this rebate to extend it beyond the rebate permit that ended in April and something that should be considered going forward as a standard.
Definitely. I'm so thrilled by this level of education we're receiving because as you're helping us understand, there's a social benefit here. And of course, making sure that food security is still prioritized. But we do need the policies in place to actually protect these local manufacturers, from what I understand correctly, using the example of bully beef. What I'm also keen to get into, Roy, and perhaps just making this easier for us as we sit at home and typically we are consumers or we interact with restaurants that might sell poultry products that we're very familiar with. But when it comes to the split of the market share and what it is that you typically distribute, whether it's a Braaipak, IQF, the individual quick frozen chicken portions, or skinless chicken breasts versus offal, how much of each of these segments makes up the market of poultry so far from your observations as a business?
Thank you for asking that question. From the import stats that we have available to us, that the products that you were referring to, your IQF, your skinless breasts, your your whole birds that I spoke about, your traditional whole birds that you see in your local, your fresh chicken, that makes up not even a tenth of total poultry imports into this country.
Oh, wow.
For instance, the breast prices, chicken breasts, are more expensive for us to import than to procure locally. We buy them locally and sell them locally because there's such a premium on those products. Mm-hmm. And we did an interesting analysis. We looked at figures back from 2018 before they implemented the dumping duties on your bone-in portions, which used to be a competitor to your traditional RQF. That number, as it stands today, is only 20% of what it was less than 5 years ago. So they've achieved their desired result in stopping the flow of the products that were competing with the RQF, that is a big proponent of the local manufacturers' basket. But we are not focusing on that. And the product that we bring in that would perceived as competing in the same space is a more premium product. Mm-hmm. For instance, in South Africa, if you go to Nando's and you order a quarter chicken, mm-hmm. it's a very small portion of chicken. But if you buy that same portion of chicken on an international level, because they don't have to slaughter the birds so early, it's a bigger portion. So instead of getting a typical 180 to 230 gram piece, you'd be getting a 350 to up to 700 gram piece. So it's not, you're not comparing chickens with chickens, if
literally.
I could call it that. Yeah. So it is a lot to unpack. But as I say, the premium product that, you know, the middle to upper class would see in their Woolworths, in their Pick and Pay, in their Checkers,
yes.
that fresh chicken, that's not a market we're competing in. That's not a market we're trying to service with the product that we are importing. We are targeting what would be the base of, if I could say, the food pyramid, mm-hmm. in terms of the lower LSM. We want to take care, because that would be the biggest proportion of this market, you know, in this country. If you look at the level of income, you know, the biggest portion of our economy is in the lower LSM. And that is where we want to bring product to market. We want to keep the supply chain going. We want to keep the prices competitive so that we can offer a solution to an already cash-strapped consumer in South Africa.
I'm so glad you've contextualized this, because next time we walk past the fridges at our grocery stores, I guess we'll have a different perspective, right? As we look at the price of skinless chicken breasts, we'll remember that the whole birds are actually the ones that are very important in South Africa to maintain protein being a source to South Africans. The one with the packet that's inside with the gizzards and the livers. And
that's the one.
100%. See, I'm seeing it, and I'm hoping
We want to bring the packet in the chicken in so that we can feed the masses. You can keep the whole chicken. We just want the packet on the inside.
Ah, 100%. And maybe if we do just expand on that, I think it's also important that we do talk about the theme of food security. And as you've mentioned, there is no shortage, but we are finding ways of plugging in those particular gaps, right? And I guess it's important that we highlight this, because in 6 months' time, it will be the festive season, Christmas lunches and year-end functions, where typically South Africans tend to spend quite a considerable amount on food. And just to alleviate any sense of anxiety around potential shortages or even sharp increases in prices, how are we seeing that unfold at the moment?
Look, like you mentioned earlier, I think the local industry is starting to get a hold on the bird flu outbreak. We haven't seen any serious culling of birds happen in quite some time. So I think that the local market will recover in time for Christmas. So I think on your traditional, what you're going to put on your bra, mm-hmm. will be able to be sourced by the local poultry industry, no problem. It's just that your chicken livers and your feet, your necks, mm-hmm. your gizzards, your livers, your hearts, those type of things, you know, they've always been in short supply in South Africa, and that is what we are. That's the thrust of what we're trying to get across the line with our current stance, is that we would like government. We would like to engage with government. We would like to engage with the department in terms of trade and industry to introduce a rebate on this manufacturing-based product, mm-hmm. in order for us to make sure that the supply chain on those products is fully maintained.
100%. So I guess next time you see someone eating chicken feet, understand that it's a very important source of protein for many South Africans. Gizzards, chicken livers, I won't take them for granted anymore, Roy. I promise you that.
But believe it or not, chicken feet is the second biggest imported poultry commodity in this country.
Really?
Yes, really, yeah.
This is quite intriguing. I think really giving us context around, you know, what it is that South Africans are eating and affordability, as you say. And has that also spiked, I guess, in the last year or 10 years in terms of the trend?
Chicken feet has pretty much remained, you know, it's grown year on year, but not to the extreme levels that we've seen on the lower LSM products like your livers. Because traditionally, you get two qualities of quality of chicken feet. You get your smaller one, which is your cheaper base, and then you get a large one, which is obviously your more expensive chicken feet. So, you know, but unfortunately, we only see one, if I could call it, a tariff code with customs. So that doesn't differentiate between a cheap one and an expensive one. We just see one. And that number's remained fairly constant over the last couple of years.
Roy, this is so interesting because then the price difference is really, or lack of difference there is just in terms of the grammage, right, or the weight of the content of the product. But I'm keen to understand, does it make a difference in terms of nutritional value or, as you say, the quality and the taste of chicken feet?
Nothing whatsoever. Basically, your smaller foot would be from a bird that is slaughtered at a younger age. And then your larger foot would be a bird that was slaughtered later on. And obviously, the price differential comes in that because the bird's been alive for a little bit longer, it's going to need more feed, it's going to need more energy, it's going to need more water. So therefore, the input costs in getting it to that size have increased. And that's why it makes it a more desirable product at a more premium price.
Roy, I'd love to be an intern in your office. A lot of amazing insights you've shared with us today.
You can come spend a day with us any day.
Oh, fantastic. We certainly will. I trust I'll follow up on that particular commitment because you've really made it so practical for us next time to, as we walk past those plastic packets with the chicken offal, to really understand that there's a heightened level of demand for these products in South Africa and really is an immediate source of protein, an affordable one that we do need to prioritize overall. Such a pleasure speaking to
thank
you,
Roy. Thank you for allowing us the platform to get our message across.
Oh, fantastic. Anytime. Let's certainly hope that the new government ministries will implement the necessary tariffs and levels of protection that are required.
Holding thumbs.
Definitely. Thank you so much. That's Roy Thomas.
Thank you.
Operations and Logistics Director at Hume International. How fulfilling. And this is why we have these kind of conversations, right? To identify a business story in literally things that we take for granted. You and I might be enjoying our chicken quarters, legs and thighs. I guess chicken legs probably proved to be more popular in the South African market. But it's the offal, the full bird, that little plastic when you pull it outside of a full or whole chicken. That is actually what is seeing an increase in demand in South Africa. But of course, as you've heard from Roy, we do need to implement a lot more protection in terms of tariffs to make sure that the local manufacturers can actually boost and bolster the level of productivity and competitiveness in South Africa. So next time you have chicken gizzards, chicken livers, offal, and of course even chicken feet, understand that there's a lot of demand for these products in South Africa. Should potentially be treated as a delicacy versus just an alternative, cheaper source of protein. See, business isn't boring.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.